There is a technology open day that will be going on in Lower Hutt tomorrow to celebrate things like gadgets and local innovation and workshops around the Wellington region. It's being run at First Assembly Hardware Hub in Lower Hutt. And to talk more about it, I'm joined by one of the organisers, Nick Churchhouse from Creative HQ. Morning to you, Nick.
Hi, Tim. Thanks for having me on.
Good. First of all, tell us about First Assembly Hardware Hub. What is it?
So First Assembly is it's the first of its kind in New Zealand. And what it is is a hardware hub for startup companies that are developing what we call hardware tech. So it's not software. It's things you can hold, things you can play with, things you can see. For example, we've got a company out there that makes electric bikes, utility bikes. We've got a flight simulator company and 3D printers, all that sort of stuff, which you probably see on the internet and you don't know where they actually live.
So they are being created here?
Yeah, so these are companies that actually build them, New Zealand companies, New Zealand engineers. The reason we set First Assembly up, Creative HQ did a partnership with Hutt City Council, and the Hutt's got a great legacy in manufacturing and smart tech, materials and fabrication. So there's a huge community out there of really smart people making cool things, and they're often making them for global markets, so we don't get to see a lot of them locally. So this is a place you can go where you can actually touch and hold and understand what these cool companies are making.
And so what type of people, when we talk about the companies making them, what type of people are making them?
Well, they're typically very smart people who much prefer to have their heads down and their hands dirty than being on the radio. So one of the great benefits of First Assembly is that it's a community for this stuff. So these are the guys that it would typically be in their garages. They might be in sheds. They might be out the back of a workshop somewhere. Working at First Assembly gives them a community, gives them some peers, gives them people to bounce ideas back and forth around, and more importantly, brings them in touch with people that can really help them expand their business vision, double down on the things they need to do to make global companies out of Wellington.
That's great. And this is what Lower Hutt's really aiming for, isn't it? And I keep seeing the words tech hub in terms of Lower Hutt. And as you said, is this a more modern form of manufacturing, in terms of we have seen some factories close in Lower Hutt over the years, that this is now something that they are putting money into, that there is a focus going into to say, hey, look, you know, we have the space available, we've got the ability to actually have these kinds of innovations created here effectively.
Look, there's space everywhere, Tim. It's not about the space, it's about the talent. There is a huge amount of knowledge, of skill and talent that sits in the Hutt Valley. Not just the legacy of the old car factories that you talk about that aren't there anymore. This is not about that. This is about smart tech. This is about Internet of Things. This is about high-tech prototyping and materials. There are some very amazing things being done in the Hutt, and what we're trying to do is open up that story, connect them better, and allow them to inspire others, and just basically, as you say, create a hub for these people who are creating cool stuff.
Are you amazed at what they can at what they can make? Because I still have no idea how 3D printing works and how physically things actually get created. And you've got these unbelievable minds who are saying, yes, this can be done, and it is being done.
I am constantly amazed. You know, to be honest, for a guy who gets a bit lost as to which end of the drill you point forward, when I'm out at First Assembly, one of the cool companies that you'll be able to see if you come to the open day tomorrow at 125 High Street is Freeformed. This is the smartest 3D printer in New Zealand. And the cool thing about it is it's actually 3D printed itself. So Gordon Dykes, who runs Freeformed, is one of the smartest guys I know. And honestly, I've had times when I'm sitting out at First Assembly and I've said, oh, wouldn't it be cool if we could make one of these? I turn around, make a cup of coffee, and it's on my desk an hour later, having come out of the 3D printer.
Amazing, isn't it? It just boggles the mind how these things get created. So in terms of tomorrow, it's a great chance to see some of these ideas that have been created, but also a great chance to get hands on and actually, you know, touch things and just see how it's made.
Yeah, look, we've had a real trouble trying to squeeze everything into 7 hours. What we've got is we've got 5 workshops where you can basically print your own 3D model. You could come along and make a stop motion movie. There's a light detecting robotics workshop. And there's also 4 speakers throughout the day who are going to touch on things like sci-fi writing. We've got the Internet of Things, drones. Basically, if you're into any of this stuff, there is something for you at the First Assembly Open Day.
Very good.
Not to mention, if you've got kids, there's going to be 10,000 pieces of Lego ready to go.
10,000? Oh, my goodness. What are they going to do with it? Well, they'll either create, knowing kids, they'll either create Plenty of very small Lego creations, or they might try and do it at some point during the 7 hours, an enormous one made out of 10,000 Lego pieces.
Look, if there's anything I've learnt, Tim, it's we don't know what they're going to create, and that's the whole purpose of this place, is creating a forum, creating a community where anyone from kids to engineers to people coming out of their garage shed who want to come and look at what can be done and who they can connect with to do it.
Fantastic. It's the first assembly open day. If you'd like to go along, it's tomorrow between 9 and 4. You'll find them at 125 High Street. All sorts of displays there, all sorts of talks. You can take part in workshops and much more than that as well. So again, the first assembly open day in Lower Hutt, 125 High Street, tomorrow from 9 till 4. Great place, not just for adults, but for the kids as well. Nick Churchhouse, thank you so much for letting us know all about it.
Cheers, Tim. We'll see you tomorrow, I hope. Yeah.